This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Owie. Owie. This was a rough weekend. Oh, this was a rough weekend. I know we got a lot of work to do, and I'm in the studio, and I should just get right into my job. But I just need a few minutes to recollect and try to remember what might have happened this weekend, because I'm getting some videos and some footage from my birthday party, and it's not very flattering. How come you guys didn't tell me I couldn't sing? I really thought I could sing. Let me back up for a second. I had my birthday this Saturday. Happy birthday to me! Yeah, now you know what? Too late. If you guys haven't wished me a happy birthday now, it doesn't matter. It's over. It's over. I'm now in the depressed stage. All right, you know, you're in the kind of euphoria stage. Like, oh, it's my birthday. I can do whatever I want. And then you go through the regret stage, and now you go through the I need to start applying for an AARP card stage. So it's okay. I'm good. All right, now. Saturday, I decided to hold a party. I don't usually hold parties for me. I don't. It's expensive. Got to get a caterer, get a musician. We had a comedian, but he canceled at the last minute. And so we try to get our, when I do a party, I like to, you know, I really like to make a splash. Okay? Now, I'm not a big drinker. I don't like to drink. The problem is if you don't drink often, and all of a sudden you have something to drink, well, Nelly. On top of that, if you don't eat much that day, getting ready for the party, that alcohol hits you a lot harder. We've talked about alcohol metabolism and acetaldehyde and all sorts of other stuff that happens, and we're not going to get academic here because, honestly, I just need to go back and be okay with the events that transpired. So, one such thing that got me a little shaken this morning is somebody showed me a picture of me and my son. And I'm sitting there and I'm good and I'm smiling or whatever, but I noticed that my shirt was just a little lower than it was supposed to be. You couldn't see cleavage. You saw more of my shoulder. And to me, that's like nudity. If you see my shoulder, I feel naked. Okay, that's just me. But for any of you ladies out there, you're like, okay, whoa. If you're standing up straight and we could see your shoulder, then what happens if you bend over to clean something on the floor? Exactly. And now what's going through my mind is, did I have any wardrobe malfunctions? And it's my fault. I've been losing weight, and this blouse I bought fit perfectly when I was fatter, but now that I've lost some weight, I'm starting to swim a little in it. And so I had one of our cats, and I have a boss. I have a couple different bosses, and one of my bosses had us adopt the cat. I told you about this. This cat's mean. So I go to pick her up, and when I picked her up, there's a chance that I could have gotten a mammogram at the same time. That's how bad it was. The shirt was big. And so now I'm a little worried about that because I don't like that. I don't like people seeing anything, like even my shoulder. So I'm a little nervous about that. Then I made fun of people who need gluten-free. And I made fun of them in a bad way to the point that the caterer had to say, somebody here needs gluten-free. And, of course, my response to that is, who the hell invited that person? I get a little angry when I don't keep my cool. And all I had was a gin and tonic. That was it, a gin and tonic. Maybe I had two. Anyway, and that was enough for me. So here's my problem with you gluten-freeers. celiac disease is why we came up with a gluten-free diet. Because gluten is a protein in wheat. I know, that messes me up too. There's protein in wheat? Well, I guess there is. So some of you cannot tolerate the gluten, the protein in wheat. And those are a very select few of you that have celiac disease. All of a sudden, everybody turned into, well, I need to be gluten-free. And now we have all these foods that are so much more expensive. And you're like, oh my gosh, why am I paying $7 for a loaf of bread? Well, because it says gluten-free. Now, many of you say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, gluten-free helps me. I don't get as much gas. Well, that's fine, but it doesn't mean you need gluten-free. It means it's processed differently, and we've talked about that, and I don't mind. If you want to go buy gluten-free, but don't make me, when I'm spending money on a caterer, make me have to add a whole nother entree, which could add an extra $10 a person, just because you need gluten-free. Now, I think there was a pescatarian running around and a vegan, and they laid low. They knew to lay low. You know, it's interesting. You know, you think we've progressed in terms of racism and, you know, not being discriminatory, and then all of a sudden, we have this new race. We have this new group of individuals who feel like they need to hide the fact that they're vegan. And, you know, I don't think you have to hide. I make fun of you a lot, but it doesn't mean you have to hide. I mean, honestly, we secretly like vegans because that means there's more meat for us. So we do like you. But, I mean, I go back now and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, did anybody see anything they weren't supposed to? I think I smacked somebody in the face on purpose. I don't really remember. I think I offered to surrogate a baby for somebody there that I don't think can have babies, and I insulted a couple vegans and gluten-free people, and I apologize, I really do. This is why I don't have parties, and this is why I don't like to drink. We had little baby cups. Oh, we're smart. Whenever you have a party, have little baby cups, so then you don't go through the alcohol as much, right? This way you have little baby cups. Yeah, we did like little baby cups. You know, like those cups that you rinse, those little Dixie cups for toothbrushing? Yeah, we had those out there. This way. Hey, I wanted to save money. Anyway, so if any of you do end up seeing any pictures of me singing or hearing me singing, I really want to apologize by the bottom of I did not realize that I was that bad a singer. I am so sorry. I mean, I thought I sang well. You know, I was like, that's horrible. Oh, my gosh. I can't live it down. I can't even face work anymore. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. You know, a lot of us like to play video games. My game is Candy Crush. I love playing Candy Crush. That's just me. I like the colors. We've talked about Candy Crush. I think it's very, very addictive. I think Candy Crush allows me to feel like I'm accomplishing something. Also keeps me off candy because I really get sick of candy. I really get sick of candy when I play it. Well, unfortunately now, the World Health Organization is saying that gaming disorder, if you play a lot of video games, it is considered a mental health condition. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, no, hey, you know, I play Minecraft, I play Battle, Battlefield, I play World of Warcraft, I know a lot of you guys are starting to go and think about all the video games they play. Well, maybe mix some porn in there so you don't get accused of having this mental health disorder from playing too many video games. But I think it's a part of a bigger problem that we'll talk about. But first, let's talk about what the World Health Organization says. Okay? They call it, in a way, they don't call it, but it's perceived as digital heroin. And the World Health Organization has announced a gaming disorder as a new mental health condition included in the 11th edition of its International Classification of Diseases. Now, remember, this is not the DSM Bible that we use in psychiatry. This is the World Health Organization's International Classification of Diseases. So psychiatrists, I don't think, will get paid yet. They may get an addictive disorder code, but I don't think we necessarily have it as a psychiatric condition yet. But I think it should be. I do. According to Dr. Vladimir Pozniak, a member of the World Health Organization's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, he says, I am not creating a precedent. He has proposed the new diagnosis to WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly. He said, WHO, it's easier for me to say that than World Health Organization, has followed the trends, the developments which have taken place in populations and in the professional field. Not a lot of psychiatrists agree, but the diagnosis standard is the ICD. And the ICD defines the universe of diseases, disorders, injuries, and other related conditions. And researchers use it to count deaths, diseases, injuries, symptoms, and doctors and medical practitioners use those codes to get paid. So if you come in and you have a sore throat or strep throat, I should be using an ICD code that exactly clarifies what you have. So if you come in with gonorrhea, I am supposed to put a code for that. Gonococcal urethritis. Now, some of you can say, well, can't you just put urethritis? Do you really have to specify the gonorrhea? Well, many medical professionals say yes, because we're trying to make a database. We're trying to, you know, look at the incidence of things. And if we have a huge jump in gonococcal urethritis diagnoses, then we know that we have a lot more people with gonorrhea. Whereas other doctors will say, you know what? You deserve some privacy. I think it's stupid that I need to share your diagnosis with a whole department in an insurance company. Why can't I just say you have a urinary issue and leave it at that? So as a scientist, and remember, we medical folk, we become scientists, most of us, before we become doctors. We get our degrees in a biological sciences or a chemical sciences. So me, I got a degree in biology. I'm minoring in chemistry. You did research. So in essence, you're a scientist. So as a scientist, I can appreciate these ICD-10 codes. Well, I like the ICD-9. I did not like the ICD-10 codes. I thought there were too many. But I could appreciate the fact that we could make a database of all these codes, sans somebody's name and personal information. There's a way to figure out how to not allow EHR to get hacked. But I like the idea that we could see a jump in codes. Going, oh, wow. Look at all these people that now have malaria, or all these people that now have the flu. It would be phenomenal to quantitate the flu. But here's the problem, and this is why we can't do it. When it comes to the flu, some doctors misdiagnose it. Maybe you don't really have the flu. Maybe you have an early pneumonia. Maybe you have another infection. So somebody could call it the flu, and it's not. Or somebody else could say, yeah, you have a sore throat, but it was actually the flu. So we need to hope that these codes are 1,000% accurate. And many of us doctors, we don't give a damn what the code is. We're going to treat you. Your disease doesn't care if there's a name like diabetes. If you're a diabetic, you don't give a heart and doot. If you're, yeah, see, I kept it clean. Yeah, you don't give a heart and doot. If you're a type 1, type 2, type 3, this newer type of diabetes, or thinking there's now a fourth diabetes, you don't give a damn. You just want to be treated. For some of us, we really want to know exactly why, so that we treat you correctly and we manage you appropriately. We can look at studies. But there's a lot of people out there that say, look, just get me better. And if you think there's something I should be doing that'll make me better, do it. And so we don't have a lot of accuracy with that. And until we have everybody on board and everybody swearing that they will be 1,000% accurate and stop everything to make sure the insurance gets the exact code, we're not going to be able to use them. However, the World Health Organization is looking at these ICDs, and ICD codes looks like for gaming or for addiction to videos. Now, I don't exactly know what that code would be, and I'm not sure if we actually have a valid one, but they're finding that there's a rise in that. So, they say there are three diagnostic features to a gaming disorder. One is that the gaming behavior takes precedence over other activities to the extent that other activities are taken to the periphery. So, what does that mean? Well, it means your child is in a school play and you are so busy playing the game and not watching the school play. Now, I get you. Some of these plays are boring. I get you. But when your kid is up there, you could feign interest for 5 minutes. Now, I'm guilty of this. I don't have a gaming disorder. But when I go to my son's lacrosse game, all right, when they are not playing my son and I'm there for 3 hours out in the cold, yeah, I play the game to pass a little time. But when my son is playing, oh, no, no, no. I am watching every single move because then I could embarrass him. Here's a second feature. They say impaired control of these behaviors. Even when the negative consequences occur, the behavior continues or it escalates. So the diagnosis of a gaming disorder means that a persistent or recurrent behavior pattern of sufficient severity has emerged, meaning you get a warning at work for being on your game. And rather than you stopping, you continue or escalate. That's an addiction. That's a gaming disorder. Why? Because you start to panic. You may not be able to play for a while. A third feature is the condition leads to significant distress and impairment in personal, family, social, educational, or occupational functioning. The impact is real, Dr. Posnack said, with disturbed sleep patterns, diet problems, like a deficiency in physical activity. Now, some of you will say, all right, I'm not that bad. You might have got me on the other two, but I'm not that bad. Well, how often are you guys working out? If you guys don't work out because 2 hours of your day is spent playing a video game, and then you're like, well, I got to go to bed. And when you are offered the swap or the substitute of why don't you work out, stop the video game and work out, and you don't, that counts. So for our diagnosis to be made, the negative pattern of behavior must last at least 12 months. Can't just be an episode for a few hours or a few days. Like when a new game comes out, you're like, oh, I got to play it. And we got a lot of gamers out there, and they are addictive. They're addictive on purpose. The colors, the beeps, the buzzes. We talked about blaying. Blaying is when you play even if you're bored with the game. You blay it. And it's a stupid term. I don't like it, but it just, a lot of us will be on a level, and we can't stand that level. And we will continue to play that level, even though we hate it, because we want to get to the next level. That's a problem. So, what do you do? How do you get off of it? Well, one is you need to seek help if it's really starting to affect your daily life. And what we would do is a few things. One is would probably set you up for some therapy. Two is would probably give you guidelines like, all right, let's start with only an hour a day. You only get to play an hour's worth. That's it. When that buzzer goes off, I don't care if you're mid-game, you shut it off. You shut it down. Or we stop cold turkey. We throw out all the games. It's stupid. Go outside for a walk. Go read a book. Have sex. Do something. Do something else. But I see too many family members, at dinner time, playing a video game and not spending time with the family. I know. If you've seen my extended family, you'd probably be like, you know what? I don't know why you even went out. But neither here nor there. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge argument continues today about why illegal adult immigrants who cross the border from Mexico with children are being separated from the kids. Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen telling a group of sheriffs from across the country in New Orleans this morning.
There has been much outcry, consternation, and frankly misinformation for many in the press, in Congress, and advocacy groups over the last few weeks that we at DHS are intentionally doing things that are unhumanitarian, that are cruel, immoral, and disgraceful. We aren't doing none of those things. We are enforcing the laws passed by Congress.
Democrats say it's a Trump administration policy and there is no law on the books about separating children from their parents at the border. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, the 1-877-DOCDALI. This is frightening. A Tennessee psychiatrist has had her license suspended and is being fined because she spanked and whipped patients, allegedly, with riding crops or those little, what are those called, like for horses, little whips, and calling her patients mules. This is the year 2018, and we're seeing this sort of behavior? Dr. Valerie Louise Augustus, who runs Christian Psychiatric Services in Memphis, has allegedly whipped several patients on the buttocks in 2015, according to investigation documents. She used a riding crop, which is a thin whip, to hit horses. and she used that to allegedly smack several patients back in 2015. She also had the same riding crop and a whip displayed in her office, according to the Tennessean. So that's interesting. Many of us have memories when we were younger where what we would get in trouble with would be on display all the time as a reminder, right? Like the paddle or the belt or the spoon or whatever. And so it would be there so you would notice it. And it would remind you to be good because you would see it. Now, that's not anything that we do in this day and age and we would even consider proper parenting. But that's how many of us grew up. Would see the switch, if not we had to go get one, would see the belt or would see the, you know, and that was not, you know, one time my dad had to get dressed. He's like, somebody go get me a belt. We're like, oh, like, no, I'm just getting dressed with it. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm not going to go and get him the belt because that means I got to, you know, go get me the belt. I was like, no, that was horrible. But anyway, so Tennessee medical discipline documents were made public on Friday, revealing she used it on a patient who had a history of physical abuse and was grappling with depression and suicidal thoughts. Investigation documents add that she made contact with other mental health patients with this same whip or other object. She's been a psychiatrist for 17 years. Her license has been suspended now for 60 days by the Tennessee Board of Medical Examiner after finding no evidence of using whips or riding crops in physiatrist literature as part of treatment. She's been fined $10,000 for her actions, $1,000 per patient that she struck. So the investigation is underway, and she said, and they added, that she was using these whips as a desire to exert dominance over her female patients and her inability to accept personal responsibility. Now, this is what blows my mind. She could get her license back. To get her license back, she will be required to take a 2-day class on medical ethics, boundaries, and professionalism. She's going to get her license back. She will also need to be cleared by the Vanderbilt Comprehensive Assessment Program that assesses employees with emotional behavioral issues in the workplace. If Augustus is cleared, she will have to petition to have her license restored, then work under a 3-year probationary term. No. What has to happen is if you are struck, all right, that's what, assault and battery? You guys may know the terms better than I. If there's any assault or battery, she's up on criminal charges. You're up on criminal charges. Most state medical boards will not allow you to practice having a criminal history or being currently detained or undergoing a sentence for that criminal history. But no, you do not hit your patients. They say she has yet to comment on the investigation, and according to the clinic's website, she's on personal leave as of June 2nd and will be shut down for the next 2 months. Now, according to the website, they say she takes a holistic approach to treatment. It reads, Dr. Augustus emphasizes a healthy diet and regular physical activity while optionally integrating her spiritual beliefs and principles into each patient's healing process. I know a lot of Christians, okay? Our Judeo-Christian values, I do not believe, include beating a patient. Her clinic was formerly praised as a top mental health practice in the Memphis area. Will be closed throughout June and July. Now, one of you, let's take a step back, okay? And again, this is all alleged, but I don't think she should practice again. That's just me. But one of you had asked, this was years ago, and I can't pull up the email quickly. I don't remember who it was from, but one of you had asked about the ruler smacking on the hands at a quote-unquote fat farm. And I guess there was a place that you would go to and to lose weight. And every time there would be like sweets. There would be tempting foods and there'd be vegetables. And if you reached for the tempting food, you'd get smacked with the ruler. if you reached for the vegetable, you wouldn't. And what the idea was doing was making this negative feedback or Pavlovian response or whatever, where if you learned that it would hurt to touch a sweet, high-calorie treat, you wouldn't want it. It would scare you into not wanting to eat that treat. And I guess that sort of psychological training was popular at one time. All right? We probably need to investigate the history of psychiatry and psychology and how some treatments might have included whoopings. I mean, when I was in school in the 80s, you'd get spanked. Dolly, come up to the front of the class, and I'd have to go up there because I was, you know, doing something in the back of the class, making jokes or whatever, making weird sounds, and then I would get spanked in front of everybody. But that was more of a punishment. What about negative feedback, negative treatments to avoid behaviors? Now, we don't do that in this day and age, or do we? Now, many of you guys have heard of disulfiram or anabuse. Anabuse is a medication we give people who are trying to get off alcohol. And we give this to people because if they drink alcohol, they will vomit having this medication on board. And for some people, it's a very effective treatment. So somebody could actually argue that even in this day and age, in the year 2018, we do punish people or have a treatment where innately they get punished for a behavior choice in hopes of retraining their brain. Now, again, I'm not defending this psychiatrist. As far as I'm concerned, she should have the book thrown at her, and I think she should be on criminal charges. However, you do have a subset of people out there, or even kids, who need to be punished. I don't want to say punished, but need their behavior modified a little differently than we've been doing. Now, I talked about the first time I spanked my son, and I really hardly had to spank him again after that. Usually one was enough because he would listen to somebody else, and he went over to a van claiming it was an ice cream truck. And I'm like, okay, he doesn't fear me anymore. This whole, you know, time out doesn't scare him. He needs to know that if he disobeys me, there's going to be consequences. And I spanked him. You know, he laughed. It didn't really hurt. But there are some people out there that do need consequences. But that's the parent's job. It's not the psychiatrist's job. And we don't hit and we don't whip. Consequences could be, all right, you're just eating vegetables for dinner. Or you don't get TV, or you're going to bed early. Or you've lost your computer. All right? Or you're now doing chores. Make them do chores. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm sure many of you guys have heard. Soccer fans in Mexico triggered a small earthquake. Seismologists in Mexico City have confirmed that soccer fans are literally a force of nature. And about 10:35 a.m. local time on Sunday, two seismic sensors in the Mexico's capital detected a small earthquake moments after the Mexican men's national soccer team scored a goal against Germany during the early World Cup match. And according to a translated tweet from the Institute of Geologic Atmospheric Investigations in Mexico, the small earthquake originated artificially and was possibly because of mass jumping that occurred in celebration of Mexico's game-winning goal. Move your nature. The team went on to win 1-0 against Germany, the defending World Cup champions. They say, though the earthquake, known as artificial or man-made, is seismology slang, would not have been perceptible to the people of Mexico City. Nevertheless, it created a big enough rumble to register on multiple seismic instruments. They say the cause was likely widespread celebration by 75,000 gleeful soccer fans who reportedly mobbed the capital's main square after the game. So, that was pretty damn cool. They go, one of the biggest incidents in terms of sports fan earthquakes occurred in 2011, which we've talked about, the Seattle Seahawks. Football fans responded to an epic 67-yard touchdown with such ferocious roars and stomps, according to Live Science, that activity registered as a magnitude 2.0. And so two years ago, I believe they tried to do it again, where they tried to make another earthquake. And people were like, please don't. We do not need an earthquake up here in Seattle. But there, we do have the force to change seismic activity. They say man-made earthquakes have been on the rise in the U.S. for several years, largely due to impacts caused by oil and gas production. They say hydraulic fracking involves removing billions of gallons of wastewater from underground oil deposits. And for lack of a easier storage solution, they say a lot of this water gets pumped back into the ground. That will increase pressure on the subterranean rocks and could trigger some earthquakes. They say in Oklahoma, where fracking is common, they say earthquake frequency has multiplied by 600 times in the state's fracking rate. I don't know much about fracking. You guys would know more. I think it's a funny word to say. But they claim that there's a lot more earthquakes as a result of that. So, yes, I'm torn between how much man has in terms of power over nature. Like global warming, I don't really think man is causing global warming. I believe it's nature. You know, and maybe these Oklahoma earthquakes are a coincidence, but having the scientific background, I think if there's a lot of activity and a lot of force, I do think we could manipulate some land shifts. I really do. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of a shift, wow, Donald Trump, they say, is more popular with Republicans than almost any president since World War II, and has an approval rating of 87%. He is actually more popular than Obama and JFK were to the Democrats. It's very interesting. They say on day 500 of his term in office, that was June 4th, Donald Trump's approval rating stood at 87% among Republicans. Barack Obama was at 85%. JFK was at 85%, and Barack Obama was at 79%. George Bush is the only one who had higher popularity, and that occurred after 9/11. So, in terms of popularity among Republicans, okay, because I know there's been a lot of people, you know, factioning and splitting, and we see that a lot in any political party, George Bush was at 96% rating at 500 days. Donald Trump, 87%. George H.W. Bush, 85%. Then came John Kennedy. John F. Kennedy actually was liked by a lot of Republicans because of his thinking. Then Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon. Oh, I mean in terms of their popularity by supporters. Dwight Eisenhower, 83%. Richard Nixon, 83%. Barack Obama, 79%. Ronald Reagan, 77%. Lyndon B. Johnson, 77%. Bill Clinton, 74%. Gerald Ford, 59%. Jimmy Carter had only 54% approval rating among Democrats, and then Harry Truman. So I find that interesting. What I don't find interesting, and I find very upsetting, are these tirades and these tweets by people in Hollywood or the media against Ivanka Trump, or Ivana, or Melania. Kathy Griffin now again, probably trying to, again, get back into the limelight, okay, has this cuss word tirade on Twitter blasting Melania Trump. And I guess she unleashed this profanity-laced tirade shortly after the First Lady released a statement about the separation of immigrant families along the U.S.-Mexico border. And so the First Lady spokeswoman said that Mrs. Trump hates to see children separated from their families and hopes both sides of the aisle can finally come together to achieve successful immigration reform. She believes we need to be a country that follows the laws, but also a country that governs with the heart. So Griffin decides to, very classily, start cussing. And, I mean, I guess she's supposed to be a comedian. I've never found her funny. She was the one that also had a fake beheaded head of Donald Trump and whatever. She even misspelled her name. And, my issue here is people in the media or in Hollywood, they have a lot of power to do good things. You know, that's why when I got into radio, one of the first things I did was do more charity. Because if I'm going to be honored with the gift of being able to speak on air, that's a gift, and I'm going to do good with it. I'm not going to sit there and use cuss words and try to use it to, you know, get my 15 minutes of fame, being despicable and being disgusting. And so, this immigration issue that's not for us to debate on this show. And it is. It's frustrating. You know, you have people that break the law. There's a pathway for them to become a citizen or to become an immigrant. And rather than going the legal route, some of them may not feel they can go the legal route. Some people feel they're being turned away. Some go the illegal route. And then if they bring their kids, all right, how do we keep the families together? You know, somebody had discussed on the news, if dad robs a bank, the kids don't go to jail with him. The kids are put in a safe place while he serves a jail time. And families are coming with kids. You know, are they refugees? Are they looking for asylum? Are they, thinking that, well, if we bring our kids, they can't send us away? And so, it's kind of a mess right now, and we've let it become a mess. I mean, we used to not. Getting through Ellis Island was tough. But there was a process, and you couldn't be sick. You couldn't not have a job. You couldn't not have a sponsor. If you didn't speak the language, you had to have a means where you were going to learn the language. And there was a pathway and a process, which is why so many of us immigrants were here. My father was an immigrant. He learned the language. He became a citizen. He got a job. He paid taxes. And so it's a mess. We don't want to separate people. We don't want, people coming in droves and then having to be stuck in warehouses. It's a mess. But, to go on Twitter and do this tirade and curse and be as filthy as you could be, that doesn't solve the problem. That gets you fame, self-serving, but it doesn't solve the problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.